I gotta hold off on the sister because we got somebody on the line. We got Mozai. Hold on. Ras Mozai.
Yes, Bingy Man.
Are you there? Greetings and salutations. And I hear your brother Ryan is with you.
Yeah, man. He there. See him. He there.
All right, man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, we have the Wilson brothers. And we got Ras Mozai and we got Ras Ryan. And Ryan is playing bass with Midnight. So who wants to speak first?
I'm going to let my older brother speak first.
Okay, Ryan, you sound it. All right.
His brothers, man.
Elder statesman.
Hey, man. Hey, when brothers get together, we know how that be, man.
Love, man.
Yeah, so Mozai, let us know what you've been doing and what's been happening lately with you.
Lately with that, you know, I'm from with the Roots of Life Posse.
Mm-hmm.
And at present, we just been doing a few things here and there, but we're mainly in the factory working on some new food and medicine, you know.
I hear you, my brother.
Working on a good medicine there for the people to come through late spring, you know, early summertime. Yeah, man.
Well, you know, I want to, you know, I've been playing a lot of the music from VI today, and I said I was going to play 3 hours, but you know how things evolve and you get into something different. But I was playing enough of the music. You want to talk about what's been happening, and because even for you, from VI, who hasn't been there in years, is getting a reawakening of what's happening with the music. Can you give the people a rundown of what's been going on, Mozai?
Well, I can give you a slight rundown, you know, I've been away for quite a bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But my brother, he's more or less just be touching down more than I and I. But from my perception, you know, this is not a thing that happened overnight, you mm-hmm. know. This is just the product of many other musicians, you know, who made the sacrifice to prepare a strong foundation. And, you know, I just feel nice to see that the YouTube came forward afterwards, you know, that they expand upon this, you know, and they take the lesson and they carry it on, you know. So I feel good about that, but I gonna let me brethren.
Well, wait a minute. Before you let your brother speak, I want you to tell the listeners about Vaughn and Ron and when they were used and you run it down.
Well, you mean with Midnight Party?
Yes, man.
Well, as far as when they was youth, I was with the music long before I think they came into existence. I used to play with their father and things, you know.
Ah.
Their father is a musician.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's why I was saying, you know, this is just the product of musicians who was home, you know, before prepare this foundation and carry it on. But, I used to run with their father and thing. Nice brethren, you know.
And I know you were telling me you used to see the both of them in the studio.
Well, at that time...
As youth.
At that time in St. Croix, you know, it didn't have much studios. So their father was one of the few people who had, we had 8-track and them kind of thing back then.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, when I was in the music, them brothers wasn't really playing.
Okay.
They wasn't into the music as of yet. That's what Mecca was saying. I think my brother could more...
Okay.
Enlighten the people on that side of things.
Well, before you go, Moses, I want to say we miss you.
No, I'm not going nowhere. I'm going to stay on the line. You know,
we're
going forever, man.
All right. No. I don't mean that. I mean, before you put Ryan on, I want to say that we miss you up here. And for the listeners that's in Binghamton or at Binghamton University, because they're coming back, you know, from spring break, Mozai was here way back in 1991 at a place called The Pub that used to be on the campus here. and the place, they had to turn people away when Roots Alive came. You remember that, Mozai?
Yeah, man. As a matter of fact, we've been up in Binghamton a few times.
Yeah, man. At the Binghamton Club. Yeah, man. I remember. Well, listen, my brother. Put your brother on, because I want to hear.
You there, man.
All right.
What's
up? So, Ryan. Yeah. So how are things going with you? I've been hearing about you from Mozai for a long time, first with Culture, and you know, I said, wow, this your brother be doing it
everywhere. International man, he be, man. Yeah, international, he everywhere.
So Ryan, how long have you been with Midnight now?
Well, I started doing some work with them last May.
Mm-hmm.
But prior to that, I work with Desiree, who's on their label, African Roots Lab.
We played some of her music today, man.
Desiree and Aikaba.
Ah, okay.
I did some work with them. Whenever she had work to do and I was available, I would do some work with her. So it was just like, you know, all in the family. They had some work to be done, and I was available. And I ended up going out to do some work with them. And I just been working with them up to present still. And actually, we just came off the road with Desiree.
Oh, man. How was the tour, man? How was it?
The tour was good. It was short and sweet.
Right. I would really like to see Desiree, man, because I know that sister can really sing, man. So I has the messages, man. And we need, right before Mozai called, a sister had said that women, we need to hear more, some women. I had started putting the women on, and then Mozai called. But, you know, enough of the women out of VI, even the rootical aspect of it is happening now, too. I know that, too.
Yeah, you know, you have a couple other artists as well. Right now, you're having like a sort of musical explosion, so to speak, and you have different production camps and different groups and a whole bunch of artists that's formulating right now out of the VI St. Croix and St. Thomas as well. And so you have some other females, and I guess I'm amongst the few that works with, you know, I just work across the board.
Mm-hmm.
VI artists, Jamaican artists, where there's work to be done.
You're a musician, man. You're a musician.
That's right. You know, I come to work, you know. So, there's some other artists. I did a song with this female artist named Mother Nile.
I got the CD, brother.
I don't know if it's on the CD, because it's hard to keep track of what's all taking place. But
so new music, you mean, with her? You've done new music?
She did a song for her mother.
Ah, okay.
And I played bass on that particular song. And then there's like Sister Joyce, and you know, there's a couple other people.
Right. Lady Passion.
Lady Passion is in Atlanta here, and I'm in Atlanta.
Ah, so you know Bumper. Atlanta. So you know Bumper.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my Adrian, man. I love him.
Yeah, I don't get to see these people much because I've been on the road.
Right.
But I just met Lady Passion the other day for the first time. She's doing some stuff here. And actually, I'm hoping that we could connect, and because she's not doing anything with anybody live. She's doing it to tracks.
Ah, okay.
And hopefully, we can transition that into some live stuff.
Hey, you and I got to stay in touch, man. It's important that we stay in touch. And Mozai, I know he done told you enough, but...
Yeah, man.
Any projects, Ryan, that you may be working on and music that you may be producing, you want played... You run it to me, man. It's gonna get played here, man.
Do you have the Pressure stuff?
I got Pressure because Tony Black sent me the Pressure.
Yeah, I'm on that. I co-produced the title track and that camp Dub 340 Productions.
Uh huh.
That's like my original base camp.
So ah, okay.
I'm still working. We're still working with Dub 340 Productions. Headed by Dean Pond, who used to be the drummer for Culture when Culture was backed by Dub Mystic.
Right. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Dean Pond from St. Croix. So that's also going, hopefully in the near future, you'll hear something from Erica Newell from Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers.
Right. I heard about her too, yeah.
Solo project, I'm working on that as well. I think there's another artist out there named Mishka.
I got an album by him. Yeah,
his,
man.
His new album. I'm working on that. So
you're busy, man. You're busy, man.
Not busy enough.
I hear you, my brother. Not busy enough. Well, listen, if we could get you, if I can find people that need bass, man, I would definitely let you know, brother.
I would have they will all camp, man. They will sing camp.
Yeah, hopefully we'll have my nephew coming on bass in some years to come. So,
yeah, man.
We're gonna control the bass.
Hey, I got to come up there and check you out, man. Hey, Mozart, so where you resting? You're in New York
in
Harlem?
No, I ain't out of the Bronx, man.
In the Bronx, okay.
Yeah, right in the park. Yeah, matter of fact, right now I'm looking at the trees, them in the window buzzing and things.
Well, it's snowing up here, man. It was snowing up here. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to see Attitude and Batch on the 9th of April. Batch is in St. Croix right now, but Attitude is in Virginia, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, man. So, I saw them in August, man, and I just get this feeling from the musicians. Now, I know the reggae music is all, you know, it's all connected, but I get a special feeling from the brethren from VI, man. I mean, I ain't gonna bite my tongue about it. It's just a different vibe. Now, I don't know, it's all one vibe, but you know, vibes can be different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, and I guess everything happens in time, you know?
Yeah, man.
So when there's some new flavors coming in, that's the driving passion at that time, you know, and it's a driving force.
And is the spirit, you know, is the spirit of the island and its culture manifest that song and so, not just in the song, but in the lyrics, you know?
Right, man, right.
You know, is the spirit that was brought there from, you know, slavery and all of them kind of scene there. Is that spirit still lives in the heart and soul of many of the people of the island, even though we have modern facilities of today, you know, but still a lot of the people are grounded in that spirit there, man, you know, culture, which is in the blood.
Yeah.
So that's something that I say we have to give thanks again, that the generations which have come forward and the youth still have that essence in them, and it's not watered down, you know.
Right, man.
Down, and they're still seeking, you know. So yeah, that makes I think that's part of why you have that song here. It's always been there.
Exactly.
Definitely, man. Yeah. Definitely.
We had to learn from someplace.
True that.
So it was present, you know, and you know, I really give a lot of thanks to my brother, you know, because I learned a lot from him. He's a part of the first set of people that went out and laid some groundwork, so that today we could have Midnight and Desiree and
we were talking about that, Ryan.
Yeah, and a lot of people may not know that, so it's good to have that part of the story told, because that's a very important part of the story, you know?
Well, we were talking about some of the early reggae musicians that came from VI to New York, like Creation, and, you know, it's like Ras Shalaman, Obadiah, you know, the keyboard man.
Even man like Thing Man, Shaman from St. Thomas side.
Yeah, man. See, them guys been doing it long time.
Mm. Exactly.
Aijaman, and them man so seen, you know?
Yeah, man.
You know?
So you better believe we're standing on somebody's shoulder.
Yeah, and sisters. You know, because now you got me thinking back to the, like when you was expressing the sound of the music coming out of St. Croix, you know,
mm-hmm.
Don't get me thinking about like a lot of the freedom fighters and the people way before me who fought to maintain a certain culture and freedom, because that's why they were sent to the Caribbean, because they say we was too rambunctious to be here in America. So they sent me to the Caribbean. And down there, you know, we can continue with tradition and culture from the motherland, you know, from Akibula and Africa. So we continue with them tradition and culture. And, you know, I just feel nice to see that, you know, we still have brethren and sisters who still seek, not only seek, but desire to manifest that tradition and culture of our ancient people. You know, and that's what the lyrics and the songs is about, man.
That's real important, man. But listen, I want to know if you can give me how I can get in touch with Ryan. And Ryan, I would like to be able to, you know, be able to contact. And Moses, I have all my my phone, and you need my email, because I'd like to be, you know, I do pictures too. So
okay.
A matter of fact, you did the picture for that Ozzy Delmore CD.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
let's not expound on that now, because Tony Rankin is probably, he might be listening. So, but we ain't gonna expound on anymore.
No, I'm just saying something you did. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. But you know, it's like. I won't say no more on it. You know, everybody, listen, let me just say this. Everybody likes to be appreciated for the works that they do. And everyone likes to be acknowledged for the works that they do. Don't nobody want to do no works and they don't get acknowledged for it. So that's all I'll say on that. You know, and the picture speaks for itself. But I just say, positive vibes for everybody, and everybody get their career going and do, you know.
Yeah, man.
You know, so I wish him all luck, you know. But next time, I will handle things differently. You know, that's just the thing. Because I believe it's nobody's fault but mine. The bottom line was me.
That's why I mentioned it, so you could get your credit.
Yeah, man. You know, well, mention it to my man, because it's just... No, we won't want to talk. See, I said I was going to stop. I said I was going to stop because this is on the World Wide Web. We don't want to make no enemies because I don't think I have any enemies out there, but, you know.
We definitely have to make the link because, you know, I can, you know, find out what you got, get you some more material.
Yes, man.
Get you direct links to artists so you can interview them.
Hey, that's an important thing, man. And let me tell you, if you've ever come to my house, Ryan, you would think you're in a museum.
Jeez, I'm about
No, and even people that knew me 5 years ago don't realize that what my apartment is involved to, because it's like the music is continuous, man. And then pictures, I've taken out. I realize I have more pictures.
Them are talking about the web and Google.
Yeah, man.
Any information you need on the regular music scene?
You put my name in. Put my name in Google and see if it come up.
Yeah, man.
Francis
music.
Yeah, man. And listen,
hey, you were in this business a long time too, as far, 'cause I know you were at least what. 15, 20 years.
More than 15. But listen, Mozart, you know when I started working with Keith Hudson? 1979, brother. So yeah. I was doing performing, and then SOBs was 85 with Daniel, right?
Yeah, we used to walk the whole of flipping.
The flipping, huh? That's
peanuts.
A good word.
Never had eaten peanuts. Anybody want to find you, they just follow the shell them. They can find you.
Hey, remember the glue? Do you remember the glue, the bucket of glue, Mozart, where we used to put those posters up?
Yeah.
And you had to run from the police with the, you know, because you can't post here, man. You can't post here. You'll get a fine.
I remember, though.
Yeah, I remember, man.
I was the newcomer, so I used to make me walk night shift in the cold.
Oh, you remember that, Mozart? We didn't really mean that, Mozart.
I know. It's all love, man. It's all love, man.
No, you know, we said, you have to learn. He got to learn, so.
Yeah, because I know laugh. You know.
Hey, listen.
Laughing then.
Well, brother, when me and Daniel took those posters to Free Being and left them in his basement, and he got mad at us and came and threw them in front of SOBs. And when me and Daniel had to explain to Jonathan where these posters came from past shows. That was a riot, man. But yeah, man, everything is cool, man. I got to see you, man. I got to see both of y'all because I want to see Ryan playing that bass though with Midnight, man.
Yeah, man.
So when are you? What's Midnight's schedule, Ryan?
At this point, I don't have a clue.
Oh. Okay, but you know you're gonna be playing somewhere soon.
I pray.
You pray.
I pray, you know. But you know. You know, like I said, I'm a working man, so.
Oh, okay. I read you, my brother.
You know, if there's work that needs to be done, you know, there's phone calls to answer.
Yeah, man.
I'll be somewhere.
Yeah, man.
You know, I'll appear somewhere at some time.
So Mozart has my email address. He should have it anyway. So you can get that from him, and then yeah, we need to link up.
Yeah, I'll probably just call you on the line.
Yeah, that's the best thing. And then
he gave me some numbers as well.
Yeah, man, just call me then. That's the best thing.
Yeah, we could see what stuff you need to get in. Because there's a whole lot of other people's stuff that's being pushed.
A matter of fact, I just got a CD from home, from some brethren about a week or two ago, Messenger.
Man.
You get that one?
No, man. Listen, you got to link me up because you know who was talking about that? Grasshopper. You know Grasshopper from Inner Visions. He from St. John's.
St. John, yeah.
Grasshopper was talking about the enough groups coming now out from VI now. Messenger was one of the groups he named.
I'm going to send you the album and a poster.
Sound good, Mozai.
I'll do that.
Sound good, Mozai. Listen, I'm going to run, man, because that woman probably saying, where are all these women?
People that want to hear the music.
Yeah, man.
I would just like to thank the people of the world, you know, to support reggae coming out of Cruz and for supporting reggae on a whole, you know.
That's right.
Consciousness and thing. We just like to thank the people of the world. And, you know, as Marley said, I think it's the end, but it's just the beginning.
That's right.
Scene, serious thing. Well, I want to thank both of you brothers, Ras Mozai, Ryan, the Wilson brothers. Hey, listen, more power, more strength, and we will be in touch.
Thank you.
All right.
We love it. So you want to play some music by the Sisters now?
Yeah, man.
Well, if you get any Roots Alive, play a Lady Grace. Mama John.
I got to bring Lady Grace with me the next time. I got a bag full of women music here. But I don't have, you know, I got women CDs. So that's what I'm going to put on now, man. And Modern Nile is coming up, too.
Yes, all right, man.
All right, blessed love.
One love, fire.
Every time.
Okay.